Praise the Lord,
Love
bless
Talk
the Lord,
Radio.
For this is the day that, praise the Lord, bless the Lord, welcome to Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. We bless God for this is another new day that the Lord has added into our lives. Oh, come let us magnify the Lord together and exalt his name, glory to God from on high. Oh, come let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. We magnify the Lord tonight. Praise God. We do welcome you to the Blog Talk Radio for the Divine Connection Prayer Line. Bless the Lord. I do have to apologize to you tonight. We've transitioned into the new place, but they were supposed to have the internet set up on Friday. They ended up with some difficulties, so now I have to wait for it to be done on Tuesday. But prayer is tonight, so you'll be hearing my voice for a while for short prayer. Eventually, after we just sought the Lord, excuse me, we just share some things to encourage us for getting ready for going into this new year, ending this year, going into the new year. So we're just going to bless the Lord and share some things that we already know, but just refortify, have some prayer, and then we're going to take it from there because I can't click you in if I don't have the internet to release the line for it. So we're going to share some things concerning purpose tonight because God has a plan, mainly in prayer, and also about the purpose, the plan, the persistence, the perseverance, and pursuing. And as it says, don't just pray, believe. Stay focused while pursuing your destiny, your purpose, because God has a plan, as he said in Jeremiah 29:11-12. And what we're going to do is read that scripture, and then we're going to start with that reading. And we'll share a few things, and then we will pray as the Lord leads. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts and the plans that I have for you, says the Lord, thoughts and plans for welcome and peace and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome, your future. Then you will call upon me, and you will come and pray to me, and I will hear and heed you. Then you will seek me and inquire for and require me as a vital necessity and find me when you search for me with all your heart." Praise the Lord. Amen. For the reading of the word, Father, as we come in your presence tonight, we come with the spirit of thanksgiving, the attitude of gratitude. You are so marvelous, so wonderful, so awesome, God. We don't give you enough praise. We don't give you enough thanks. Glory to God for all the marvelous and wonderful things that you have done and doing and still promise for the blessed plan that you have for us. God, we pray and thank you, Lord God, for Jesus Christ, our Savior. Most of all, that's the most precious thing and the most vital thing in our life for salvation. We thank you for redeeming us back to the Father. We thank you for such love that you loved us so much. You sent your Son. Your Son loved us so much that he gave us life, the ultimate sacrifice. And now at the right hand of the Father, making intercessions on our behalf. We thank God for Jesus being our advocate. We thank the Lord, glory to God, for the power of prayer. We thank you for being able to confess our faults. As you said, even in your word, in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, you faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We are not, glory to God, a known sinner anymore, but even when sin comes in the camp or we make error, we're to repent. So we ask you, Lord God, anything where we've said and done indeed in any way or in word, God, forgive us in the name of Jesus so our prayers won't be hindered. God, we love you. We appreciate you. We adore you. We magnify you. We thank, glory to God, Jesus, for being our Messiah. We thank God, glory to God, that he can be our counselor, our Prince of Peace. Oh, the mighty God is he. We bless you, Father, for just your love. And we thank you that we can come to you boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. We thank you for renewed mercies every morning. God, we bless you for your healing power. Your word says by your stripes we will heal. Healing is in your wings. You did all of this at Calvary already. It's that thief that came to steal, kill, and destroy, but he's a liar, and the blood of Jesus is against us. We stand on your word and on the purpose plan that you have for our lives. God, we pray for those that are sick and shut in, those that are caught up in sickness and disease, for cancer and aneurysms, and going through over to God in their bodies with different types of arthritis, different types of bursitis, different types of situations that come with sugar diabetes, and those that are having heart trouble, those that are having problems with stroke, and those that had attacks with all kind of issues of things that even, glory to God, that we know not of even in names for as doctors, but you know everything about each one, God. So we are praying, God, for deliverance. And even for some of us that are standing in the gap, they may have some things that have attacked our body, but we're standing on your word and on the purpose that you have for and the plan that you have for us as we pursue you and seek first the kingdom of God and all this righteousness. You said everything else would be added. So as we ask and we seek out your face and we knock, glory out, we believe it, the answers are coming, because you said seek and we shall find, knock and the door shall be open. God, we thank you, Lord God. We're looking forward to hearing your answers to whatever the circumstances. And God, when we don't even hear, help us to be patient and wait till you manifest in the name of Jesus. God, we are praying, glory out, for encouragement, for those that need encouragement, those that are going through at this time, those that are lonely, those that have lost loved ones, those, glory to God, even if they're even gone on to glory, still for them missing and their heart being hurting and broken. We are praying, God, that you feel it. For others, glory to God, have been in abusive situations and circumstances, glory to God, and things that the enemy try to make it look like they can't get out or they're going to die in it or they can't be delivered. God, I'm praying you open a door, destroy that, give them that courage, give them that strength, give them the power to be able to get through or get out. Send help, send deliverance in the name of Jesus. Bind up the corporate, the one, glory to God, is the predator that come against and making them a prey. We curse and cancel that assignment of that abuse now, whether it be through a husband and wife or mate or whether somebody's abusing children or however, or children abusing their parents, whatever that might be, the blood of Jesus, even in nursing homes and other places where abuse is going on. We curse and cancel that assignment. God, we are praying expose, glory to God, that culprit in the name of Jesus. We are praying healing to those that have been injured and injured in their heart and injured also in their physical. In the name of Jesus, some just going through horrible spiritual warfare, and others are going through horrible attacks, glory to God, through mental abuse and things that are being said and tormenting them, even though they hadn't touched the physical body. Oh, it's more than sticks and stones would break I'll break my bones, but words can do more damage, because eventually the bones, glory to God, will heal. Eventually, glory to God, the scar may be there, but it's not the pain that it was to have the scar that it is from the things that have been spoken that caused people to be locked in a prison in their minds all the way from childhood to 60 and 70 and 80 years old. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the enemy is an evil one. So, God, we are praying for deliverance. We're praying for healing. We're praying for encouragement. We're praying for the knowledge of Jesus Christ to come into their lives, open up their ears and open up their hearts that they may receive and receive what God has for them at this day and at this time. So, God, we're praying. We pray for the prayer warriors. We're praying that you cover them, bless them, strengthen them, help them to stay on the wall. Don't let them get discouraged and lose sight, glory to God, and lose heart because of what they hear, what they see, and what they're going through, glory to God. And when it looks like no progress is being made, and then even when you pray, it seemed like, glory to God, we thought it was going to go one way, or either whether it was a life or whether it was a situation or whether someone goes on to glory. God, we got to trust you. You know all things, and we know also we have a thief that's contend with, but we have the power to bind and to loose. But when we give you all that we know and trust you, glory to God, at the end of the day, we got to trust you, let thy will be done in the name of Jesus. And even when things beyond our control and we can't do anything about it, help us to rest in you and continue to pray and persist and pursue and wait and go over to God to find out how you're going to work that thing for the good, whether it looks like it came out the way that we thought it was or whether it didn't. Trust you, glory to God, that you're in control. Lord, we love you. We appreciate you. We adore you. We thank you, Lord God, for deliverance at this time. We pray for eyes to come open, ears to come open, for us to recognize that it's not all about just running and trying to buy and give this and give that and and just for a flesh on parade, for people to recognize me, this, that, and the other, for what I can give or what I can get, or just trying to win brownie points. It's all about the reason for the season is Jesus Christ, and he is. He gave the greatest gift of life to us in the name of Jesus. God, we are praying that we'll learn to just give of ourselves of the gifts that you gave, even in the ministries, and also the gift when you touch and put monetary or other things or people that's less fortunate or some that is need. All of that is good, but always put you thought. We thank you. We're praying for our children. We're praying for their deliverance, their healing, their encouragement, their enlightenment. God, we just bless you today. We thank you so much for the power of prayer, even on this prayer line, as well as others that are praying. We thank you, God, for the love that you placed on the inside of us, for your word, in spite of, glory to God, what we're feeling or what we're going through, God, just to cast those things aside and just trust you that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. But still yet, you assigned us, help us to be on our post and trust you that you'll bring us through and bring us out. God, I bless you today. Those that are hurting are disappointed, those that are about to get on the brink of a divorce or on the brink of, glory to God, separation, or on the brink, glory to God, of losing homes or have lost it or finances or whatever, it's all in disarray. God, I pray comfort, encouragement, direction. I pray, God, for restoring, glory to God, reviving and encouragement, that their eyes will be fixed on you. Those that don't know you, in the midst of it, God, send some help by, send someone to speak a word in their life so they can recognize and so forth, like it's not to let the material things overwhelm them so that they have to check out of here or they or just feel like they got to go and do other things, glory to God, to make up or either just destroy the family because we can't make it. But God, I'm praying for hope and desire for you and a desire, glory to God, to make a change. And even for some of the believers that have fall caught up in the material and didn't know that they were until how much they were until crisis pain, and then now and so forth, they're angry or frustrated and acting like the world because the fact is they didn't get anchored down in you because they lost this or lost that. But God, praying, glory to God, that they'll find their place and put you first and seek first the kingdom of God and allow you to be able to restore that you will let what you want to restore in their lives. Help them, glory to God, put you first, God, and that the thief has came and nobody's done anything but try to serve you. God, I'm praying for restoration, praying for restoring, praying, glory to God, that you prove yourself and even set a table in the presence of your enemy, of their enemies, in the name of our enemies. You said, glory to God, even in your word in Deuteronomy, when they come in one way, you call them 3-7. God, I pray, God, for encouragement this day. I pray, glory to God, for unity. I pray, glory to God, for healing in the homes and the families and also in ministries. God, we are praying, glory to God, for our leaders. We pray, glory, our encouragement and enlightenment for them. Praying for a change and praying for those, glory to God, that have gotten caught up and lost their focus, God, to get back focus in the name of Jesus and persist and pursue after you. Lord, we love you today. We appreciate you, and we give you all the glory and honor. Praise God. I want to do this reading now. It says, don't just pray. We've read it before, but it's appropriate for this time. It says, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Mark 11:24. One of the dangers in praying is not expecting God to answer. The Bible says, without faith, no man can please God. We must believe God is real, and he rewards everyone who searches for him. Hebrews 11:6. The only currency God trades in is faith, and faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17. As you immerse yourself in Scripture, faith finds, takes root, and begins to grow. And faith is what makes your prayers effective. But what is your faith line? What if your faith lines up with God's word and the answer is delayed? Keep praying and believing. Do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. Hebrews 10:35-36. When a rural farming community was hit by a severe drought, the local church called a prayer meeting. Almost everybody in town showed up. Interesting how trouble has a way of getting our attention. As the pastor stood before the packed church, he noticed an 11-year-old girl beaming with excitement in the front row. Lying on the pew beside her was a bright red umbrella, posed and ready for use. The beauty of the innocence of the sight made him smile as he compared the child's faith with that of the others in the church. Looking at the congregation, he announced, "The rest of us came to pray for rain, but she came expecting God to answer. So don't just pray, believe." Bless the Lord. Praise God. God's attentive to the prayers of the saints. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my going. And he has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, shall trust in the Lord. Psalms 41:3. God always consent to hearing our prayers. He is not a God that has ears and can't hear. He's not a God that has eyes and can't see, nor is he a God that has a mouth and can't talk. When we cry out to God, he will hear us. In my distress, I called upon the Lord, and he cried, and I cried to my God, and he did hear my voice. Out of the temple, and my cry did enter into his ears. 2 Samuel 22:7. God hears our openness to the righteous. God's ears are open to the righteous. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. Psalms 34:15. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Psalms 34:17. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. For the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. 1 Peter 3:12. The divine ability to hear. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot save, neither his ear heavy that he cannot hear. Praise God. Bless the Lord. As we said earlier when we started out, don't just pray, believe. Stay in focus while pursuing your destiny, your purpose. God has a plan. Jeremiah 29:11-12. Read that. Seek the Lord's face. Purpose, plan, persistence, perseverance, and pursuing. Praise God. Share some information concerning purpose. But I would like to make this statement here. Transformation is a process. It takes faith, patience to see the results that bring out the true nature of Christ in any of us. It is when we strip away the facade of the superficial, ask God to bring about the supernatural that we experience, the real power of God. God wants to transform us from the superficial to the supernatural. Stay in focus while pursuing your destiny and purpose. Do you know your unique purpose? For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, to do good works which God prepared in advance for us to do. Ephesians 2:10. If you are going to discover how God wants you to use your life and your work, you must know why you were created. If you start trying to determine your purpose in life before understanding why you were created, you will inevitably get hung up on the things you do as the basis of fulfillment in your life, which will only lead to frustration and disappointment. First and foremost, God created you to know him and to have an intimate relationship with him. In fact, God says that if a man is going to boast about anything in life, boast about this, that he understands and knows me. Jeremiah 9:24. Mankind's relationship with God was lost in the garden when Adam and Eve sinned. Jesus' death on the cross, however, allows us to restore this relationship with God and to have an intimate fellowship with him. The Apostle Paul came to understand this when he said, "I gave up that inferior stuff so I could know Christ personally, experience his resurrection power, be a partner in his suffering, and go all the way with him to death itself." Philippians 3:10, praise God. Establishing the relationship with God is vital to understand your purpose. If you don't have this relationship with God, you will seek to fulfill your own purpose out of wrong motives, such as fear, insecurity, pride, money, relationships, guilt, or unresolved anger. God desires is for us to be motivated out of love for Him and to desire to worship Him in all that we do. As you develop your relationship with God, He will begin to reveal His purpose for your life. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, Jeremiah 29:11. Our purpose in life is chosen by God. It is not negotiable. It is like calling water wet. There is no changing that fact, and there is no changing God's purpose for your life. While you may not fulfill the purpose for which you were made, you still have a purpose that God intends for you to fulfill. This is a blueprint from God in the same way that He has specific purpose in mind for Jesus. When He sent Him to earth, He has specific purpose in mind for your life. This doesn't mean, however, that there is no one highly specific niche for you to fulfill. To feel that if you miss it, too bad. It's my belief that you can achieve your purpose in many different and creative ways. This should take the pressure off. You won't throw your entire life off course by choosing the wrong college, job, or mate. God is much bigger than any miscalculation or disobedience on your part. The Lord will fulfill His purpose for me. Psalms 138:8. Isn't that comforting to know? Defining your purpose will help you to determine the activities that you should be involved in. Like Jesus, you should not involve yourself in activities that contradict His purpose for your existence. Jesus' purpose was to do the will of the Father, and He never did anything contrary to that purpose. In the same way, your purpose should always be to do the will of the Father. And it's also, I want to share, it says, His purpose for your life, when you involve yourself in activities contrary to His purpose, you begin to live a life of sweet toil that leads to slavery instead of reaching the promised land of His rest. Get off course from achieving the intended destiny for your life. Produce dead works instead of fruit of the obedience and rooted for a purpose. Potential loss your reward because you are involved in activity God never planned. And as I often say, don't allow yourself to the enemy to steal your inheritance, and don't you forfeit it, and don't allow the enemy to cause you to abort what God has placed on the inside of you. God has a plan. He wants us to pursue it. He wants us to be persistent. He wants us to be persevere, and He wants us to pursue. And we want us His pursuing after Him, not out of the things of this world and the cares of this life. That's why He said Romans 12:1, about when Paul said, I beseech you therefore, brothers, by the mercy of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord. Holy and acceptable unto the Lord. Holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. Then He told us not to be conformed to this world system. We can't take on the world system, and we can't be a part-time lover of God. That's just being like a little bit pregnant. You want to live a little for the Lord, and then you want to live a little in the world and so forth. He said, hot or cold, lukewarm, He'll spew us out. If we're going to seek the kingdom of God, we got to seek Him with all our heart, mind, soul, and body, with our love for Him. We cannot be in a place and so forth like this. I love Him today, and I'm listening to Him today. I'm yielding to Him today, tomorrow, according to whatever circumstances take place the next week or the week after. Then we'll find ourselves, idle, or we find ourselves, coasting along or whatever. We got to be persistent in this, and we got to fight to stay on fire. Because if not, and we start getting lukewarm, spewing out the mouth, the enemy going to have opportunities to come in and derail us and cause us to lose our focus, and then we'll be leaning to the left and to the right. And He already done told us and so forth like this. lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset us and run this race with patience. And we can't run the race, glory to God, with patience and pursue God if we're pursuing things of the world. In the name of Jesus, praise God. So it is vitally important for us to be persistent and to pursue after the Lord. Be persistent, Ephesians 6:18. Praying always with all prayers and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. You have to be dedicated to the divine purpose. Without purpose, you will be like a leaf blowing in the wind and drifting and shifting with no like a ship with no sail. We got to find our way to get rooted and grounded and be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. True enough, situations, circumstances going to occur in life, but Jesus said, many of the afflictions of the righteous, I have delivered them out of them all. And he said, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. He wants us to know that we're overcomers, triumphers, and we're victorious in him. We're not the victim, but we allow ourselves to be the victim if we yield to temptation or we submit ourselves to allowing the whatever goes on and succumbing to that instead of finding ourselves submitting into the Lord. The Bible says, submit yourself to the Lord, resist the devil, and he will flee. Praise God. Amen. Nehemiah faced much opposition. First, his enemy wanted him to come down off the wall and stop the work. When he could not get him to stop, they attempted to get him to compromise the call. That had a grip his heart and not being a compromise with the enemy, settled for intimidation. That's what they were trying to get him to do, but he refused. So Nehemiah said, should such a man as I flee? Nehemiah 6:11. This man of God had reached the decision that if there was anybody going to run, it would be the devil. The task that God had placed in his hands was more important than the threats of the adversary. We need to bombard our spirit with the word of God, building up ourselves in our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, Jude 20. Persistent is the key. To persist means to resolute and stubbornly, in spite of opposition, importunity, and warnings, persistence, tenacity, having the ability to be tough, aggressive, to hold on, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:58. The call of God will not come without a trial, struggles, or tribulation and hard work. The devil will oppose everything that represents God. God himself will put it to the test. God wants to make sure that you enter into the fullness of what he has ordained for you. Be worthy to bear his name. St. John 15:16. You did not choose me, but I chose you and ordained you for you to go forth and bring forth much fruit. Praise the Lord. A few more things I'm going to share with you in this for staying focused, in this praying, in this persistence and pursuing, and the purpose and the plan that God has for and seeking out his face. Praise the Lord. Don't just pray, but believe. Amen. Stay focused. Oh, we have praise God. Okay, we need discipline. Discipline is the ability to be consistent despite and outside variables. Discipline gives birth to persistent perseverance. Perseverance is the ability to bounce back, to concentrate, to set your face like a flint, and to pay ignorant folks no attention. Perseverance gives you the ability not to stop and pay attention to those who do not want you to make it. When you say, I cannot do it, you do me a favor because you have given me more reason to do it. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Ephesians 3:20. Never wait for the door of opportunity to be opened. Knock it and it shall be opened. Don't be deterred, detained, or discouraged. Just keep knocking. Your future is locked up in your daily routine. Keep your discipline. You are knocking on the door that shall be opened. But I keep my body under, and I bring my, I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest at any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. 1 Corinthians 9:27. Paul was letting us know that even though he had a mandate to preach, he still had the responsibility to keep himself in check. You'll never be great if you don't have enough discipline not to get that second jelly donut. Do not sleep when you should be praying. Do not allow your mind to drift when you should be working, keeping yourself in check. Persistence requires determination. Make up your mind once and for all that you are going to be an eagle and not a sparrow, bluebird or a chicken. You have to choose to fly high above life's storms, using the contrary winds to your advantage, taking you where you desire to go. Determination is a firm decision. The Apostle Paul could have jumped ship in the storm when the men and the ships were fearful, but he was determined to adhere to the voice of God through the angels. I know you may have had a rough way to go, and it only seems that there are only splinters left, but you can escape on fragments. God will use your broken pieces to bring you safely to land. Stay focused. Don't quit. If Abraham had quit, there would be no Isaac, just Ishmael. If you quit, just think what the earth would miss. There are times that we wanted to quit, and the Lord has the greater one on the inside caused us to be disciplined and great, and had that great determination that we should just trust God and stand on His word and not allow the enemy to deter us off the path and be persistent and keep pursuing. Praise God. Hindrances. The distraction means to draw. To distract means to draw away from the mind, to confuse or create diversion. The enemy will send a dummy missile. It does not have any power. If you focus on it, you are diverted. While you focus on stopping the dummy, the loaded missile is coming straight for your headquarters. While you are caught up with somebody that does not like you, a distraction. The enemy comes and hits you with something in your family, your finances, or your church. He wants you to start dwelling on how someone else is acting, so you do not do what you are supposed to do. There are people who are planted in your life just to distract you, because the devil was there when God created your destiny, and he knows how great it is. The reason you cannot stay focused is not because you do not have the ability, but rather because you do not realize exactly how much potential you have. Philippians 4:8. Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Anything else you need to cast down. Don't be preoccupied with thoughts of defeat. The only one that can defeat you is you. You have to think on what you want from God. Think on your victory. Think on your miracles. Jacob was working for one Laban's daughter. Laban's promised to give him a spotted speckled calf. There were only a few. Jacob took spotted and speckled bark and put it at the cattle's food. Every time the cattle came to eat, they had to look at the speckled bark. They began to produce speckled offspring. Jacob knew that you will produce what you constantly behold. If you constantly behold God in times of prayer and study in the Word, you can only behold Him in times of, you can only produce that represents Him and bears His attributes. Meditate on the word of God day and night, Psalms 1 and 2. Psalms 1, second verse. Never doubt in the dark what God told you in the day. Sometimes the distractions will make you feel like you never heard from God. Learn to wait. Why are you so antsy? God is the one who is going to bless you. Don't think that he will get confused and give it to someone else. What he said he will bring to pass. Praise the Lord. What a marvelous and wonderful God we're serving. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Bless the God. The persistence, pursuing, and I'm trying to just see just a little bit more being persistent. Praying always with prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereof with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Ephesians 6:18. There is a call in the Spirit of perseverance. You have to be dedicated to a divine purpose. Without purpose, you are like a leaf blowing in the wind and drifting as a ship with no sail. In Nehemiah's day, he was faced with opposition. And that's something we already just shared, so I'm not going to try to go back over that. It's a little bit more added to that. But we have to be to a place that we're going to be persistent, pursue, persevere, stand on the plan that God has for us. He revealed it unto us. Keep praying, keep standing, and keep speaking, keep decreeing, and don't lean to the left or the right. Don't yield and to the voices of the spirit of the enemy or with our flesh and what we're feeling or our emotions. Stand on the promise of the Lord and be able to discern the seasons, the time that we're in. And so the things and stuff that are going, you know, all of us got different seasons. Sometimes we're trying to make summer come in. You know how people are sometimes, and what about this? They're coming out of the fall and it's coming into the spring. And sometimes they want to get ahead, and you'll find out it's, the weather is switching up or changing up, and then they turn on, don't even dress accordingly. And then there is consequences even from that. End up with colds or pneumonia or this or that, or when the seasons or whatever like this are changing from one way. Sometimes people try to push things ahead of time. God can be able to give them a vision about something, and the season hasn't came yet. He just gave us a glimpse of things to come, and sometimes we're trying to push doors open or press doors open that God didn't say. Sometimes we get a little anxious or frustrated, aggravated because it didn't happen at the time and the season that we thought it was. But we got to wait on the Lord and be of good courage and let him strengthen our heart. We got to be in a place and so forth. But God, you said it. It's already settled. Now I got to get to a point that I believe it and walk in my faith. And you said faith without works is dead. And then you said with that faith, only way that can please you and so forth. So when we come to you, we must believe that you are God and a reward of them that diligently seek you. And nothing's impossible with you. All things are possible. So are you going to listen to the voice of God or listen to the voice of the Lord, of the enemy? And now whose report are you going to believe? So as soon as something starts occurring, then doubts start coming in. We cancel the assignment of the blessing plan that God has for it. It ends up being delayed or it ends up being canceled. So some things, glory to God, we got to be very careful because it don't necessarily mean you're going to have a second chance or third chance or fourth chance on certain things that God says. We can look at Saul, glory to God, even as being a king with his disobedience and rebellion caused him the throne and whatever. He didn't get no second chance on that. And they are a merciful God, and he knows all things because he knows the future. He's omnipotent, omnipresent. He knows the beginning as well as the ending, as well as the beginning. So no matter what goes on, he knows the heart of every man, and he knows the intent of the heart. And he says, glory to God, that the Spirit searches the deep things of the heart. And so in the meantime, if we turn back around and get caught up in our feelings and our emotion and what we think and what we feel and whatever, God already know where you are and what's going to take place and what's going to transpire. So it behooves us to seek out his face, find out what's going on. If there's something happening, let's repent, but let's not be too anxious to speak things or decree things or to make a vow before the Lord and so forth. So we better be very, very careful about what voice are we listening to and to be in a place that we'll find out what God's word is saying and stand on what his word is saying. And when we get weak, if we got to seek out his face and pray and fast, and then if we need a touch and agreement with another one that will stand in the power and the anointing and authority with you in agreement, because how can two walk together unless they agree? So they're in agreement with you, that's standing firm, and for those yokes to be destroyed. Because God said one can take 1,000, two for 10,000 to flight. But seek out the face of God. Trust him. Stay focused. Stay encouraged. Persist. Pursue. Persevere. And glory to God, know that he have a plan, and that plan is good, and that we got a future in it. So set our affections on things above, not on rust and things down here and all this stuff. Too many people are building up a kingdom down here. Too many people are caught up, glory to God, and know that forgot that we are passers-by, that we are foreigners. We are here, and God wants to bless us, and he wants us to have nice things. He wants us to be able to be well-to-do and this, that, and the other, whatever. But he wants us to seek out his face first. Seek out what the kingdom is saying about whatever the assignment is on our lives. Do the will of the Lord. Humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, and he'll do the exalting. He's the one going to promote. He's the one got a plan for. He's the one and so forth like this. When we build ourselves up in our most holy faith and stand on his word, we don't have to worry about the bottom falling out of it and whatever like this and wondering whether somebody coming to snatch or take this. When God blesses, it's well done. And the enemy may come to steal, or he may come, and he may even tap in on some of it. But God got a way of turning around and making it double for the trouble. He know how to bring increase on top of it. He know how to show himself strong. And sometimes he just won't allow some things to happen so he can get the glory in the name of Jesus and prove that the enemy is a defeated foe. But we got to stay focused in the name of Jesus. So in the discerning of the times, of the season, and so forth, recognize and so forth like this what the trick of the enemy is and recognize the hand of God. And know, glory to God, to seek it out his face and seek it out, glory to God, his righteousness. And being in a place that will let this flesh die the more and let God be glorified. He is so worthy because he wants to establish us, he wants to settle us, and he wants to make us perfect. Ah, glory to God, regardless of what the enemy is doing, what are we doing? Are we standing on the promises of the Lord? Praise God. Lord, just bless a couple of days looking at some old notes and some things and so forth, and when I found out for sure that I'm not going to be able to have the prayer wars to come in to pray, it just has me just to share some things for encouragement, some things that some foundational stuff, that some things that keep us rooted and grounded, and to bring back to remembrance of sometimes we got to get shook a little bit and recognize whether we are still holding fast with our armor on or with the word or some things that have come to distract. He said that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And sometimes even in those things, we may not recognize that the adversary is coming in those doors and whatever like this. So as he reveals some things, we can be get back to some things we might need to close some doors on. Some things, glory to God, may be that we never really acknowledge the fact that this may be going on in our lives or all the tricks or the snares of the enemy. And then sometimes we may not even know all the authority and the power that we walk in and the potential that we have in getting to accomplish what God's mission and assignment for our lives. But he wants us not to be lackadaisious. Don't be hypocritical. Don't get to a point where we get nonchalant. But keep fighting the good fight of faith. And then sometimes we might get weak in a little bit. We're just like the soldiers have to do. Go get a little R&R, and we have to get back on that front line. God know how to do it. But we just got to check ourselves, check our armor, check where we are in the spirit, in the word, and examine ourselves daily. But be in the place to know that God is with thee and said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. And greater is he on the inside of us than he is after us. Let the helper help. Let the glory to God, the paraclete, the Holy Spirit, the one that God assigned to be there for, to comfort us. Let him do his job, because if we be honest with us, a lot of times we're not letting him do his job. We're going by what knowledge we have. We let him do a certain point, and then it's certain things because of the knowledge or experiences or what we're going through or fretfulness or whatever we're responding to. The Holy Spirit don't get to do his job and be as effective as he need to be. We're getting there, but it's so much more in yielding to the Spirit of the Lord and to our temptation or to our retaliation or our response to how we feel about some things. We got to get to a place, nevertheless, because the great love that Jesus had, in spite of all this pain and agony and the disappointment, betrayal and everything, he still went on to the cross while we were yet sinners. He died for us. He had a purpose and a plan for what his Father had to redeeming us back and showing that agape and let us know we can do greater works and greater things, and we have power through the Holy Spirit and through glory without his word and the authority he has given through the power of attorney. So we bless the Lord tonight for the power of prayer. Father, we do thank you for your word. We thank you for the anointing. We thank you for the peace of God. We thank you, Lord God, for everything that you're doing in our lives at this hour to prepare us even for to be more skillful and to be more effective and doing what you require of us and called us and assigned us to do. We ask you, Lord God, to help us. God, we ask you for healing and deliverance, even in our own bodies, so that way we can be able to, for longevity, to carry out the mission and the assignment that you have. God, help us to walk in the love and the agape. God, we're praying, Lord, God, to continue to minister to the heart of your people. We're praying for unity. We're praying for deliverance. We're praying for wholeness. We're praying, Lord, to God, for revival. We're praying, Lord, to God, for restore and refresh. We're praying, Lord, to God, for a place in you that we'll persist and pursue after you. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, there won't be no flesh on parade, won't be jealousy and envy and high-mindedness and, glory, our rebellion and stubbornness and disobedience and rebellion. Oh, God, will be God, nevertheless, thy will be done. Not my will, but thy will be done. God, we're thanking you, Lord God, helping us some more with the power of prayer. When we pray, believe. We pray, glory to God, fervently. Pray effective. Pray, glory to God, with a persistence and a pursuing, with a desire, glory to God, to see your will being fulfilled in each other's life, even our enemies and even those, glory to God, that are abusing and accusing, glory to God. When we think about what you've been through on our behalf, God, we pray and shield ourselves and we'll fortify ourselves in your word. You know, we won't even feel a lot of the effect of what the enemy is doing in the name of Jesus. But we got to get there so the flesh can die so that way you'll be glorified because the spirit won't respond to those little emotions in the name of Jesus, the Spirit of the Lord, that is. God, we bless you. We thank you for blessing those that are in need of a healing and encouragement. We thank you, Lord God, for Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for this time and this hour as we celebrate you and celebrate your name, celebrate that power, celebrate, glory to God, life, celebrate our loved ones and glory to God and what you're doing. Continue to keep us all covered under the blood. Don't let no hurt, harm, or danger come up and bind up every satanic and demonic force that the enemy has set out, glory to God, and entrapment and snares to, glory to God, disrupt our lives and our families. We plead the blood of Jesus, bind up accidents and incidents. We bind up, glory to God, the heartbreaking of our people, glory to God, coming in and causing, running havoc and doing things. We come pray against the evil ones, glory to God, that's out there for murdering and setting up stages, glory to God, to take lives and to steal and to break in and arsonists and fires and all that and all the abuse and curse and counsel those assignments. Please, the blood of Jesus, even the spirit of suicide and the spirit of just repression and oppression, suppression, the spirit, glory to God, has caused, glory to God, others to even about to lose their minds and lose, glory to God, and their lives and so forth, caught up in the mix of all the things that are going on. Praying for those that have stepped across the line and got caught up in some things they shouldn't have gotten caught up in. Praying for deliverance in the name of Jesus. Some that, glory to God, have turned their lifestyle around to their alternative lifestyles of and forgot their identity or just lost sight on their identity because of hurt, pain, disappointment, or just out there tampering and just thought it just tapping and thought it wasn't going to be no big deal, thought it can come back and got caught up and got lost. Now strongholds are there. We plead the blood of Jesus. We pray this deliverance in the name of Jesus. We pray for our elderly. We pray for our seniors. Pray, glory to God, for those that their children are not visiting or family members or loved ones or whether they be in a nursing home or whether they're in their own home and just been don't have anybody just to think of. They might be out there, but they just or whatever, whether it's been some situation happened in the family or just that they done got caught up and feeling fine and don't feel like they want to even see and just that's that person is just out there now. They're old and just toss them to the side. Whatever it may be, a prayer and a conviction upon the hearts of change and even forgotten about some that have been there for their children and been there sacrificing whatever, and then the children are off someplace and all caught up in their own lives now and just put their parents to the side. You know, God, I'm praying, bring back to remembrance, bring a conviction upon their hearts. Let them, and for some that really love their parents and really love their loved ones and family and whatever, God, we pray for them that you continue to bless and continue to keep them too as well. God, we just love you today. We just thank you. We thank you again, God, for even a place of residence and thank you for the transitioning. Thank you, Lord God, for the blessing. Thank you, Lord, for those that have been a blessing. Thank you for the prayers. Thank you for the encouragement. And pray, God, that you continue to bless not only that our supply of the needs, as you promised, be done, but as we walk up right before you, we believe in you that those good things over to God are going to come. Those blessed plans or that those things that we didn't expect is getting ready to come and pour down on and shower down on us in the name of Jesus. God, so I thank you, Lord God, for even as you tell us that if we delight in you, give us the desires of our heart. We thank you that you're such a loving and kind and wonderful God and Father and Savior, that God, in any time you answer before we even call, we thank you for that kind of love. Help us to love on you and not just love on you just from what we can get. And, oh, I got this problem, I got this situation. Or we don't want to get to a place where every time you look around our problems, problems, we can't even see your hand at work and bless. Break those powers of the enemy. Destroy those yokes that got people caught up in a prison that go that they can't even see their future for living in the yesterday and even overwhelmed by today. Oh, we plead the blood of Jesus, carrying a ball and chain around, or just like they're out for work release. We curse and cancel that assignment of that oppression, that spirit globe that can't seem to get by, can't get out, or whatever. We plead the blood of Jesus. It's a lying wonder that comes to have the mind all tangled up and tied up because of situations, because now they're lost in what they're going on and can't see Jesus, can't see the situation, can't see their way out, whether they saved or unsaved. God, we just ask you, Lord, for miracles for those and praying, glory, for some that just need to repent and turn around, and some, glory to God, that don't know you, they need that miracle in the name of Jesus. We pray right now for change. Oh, we pray, glory to God, help us. Help us, Lord. Through these holiday times, we bind up every satanic and demonic force that come to steal lives, come against our children, come against ourselves, our family, our loved ones, these untimely deaths, these setups and traps of the enemy for depression and sickness and disease and heart attacks and strokes and aneurysms and running over and people killing and shooting and glory to God, and fires and this one running and doing that one right there, bringing oppression, glory to God, from this other situation or circumstance. Walk out, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Satan, you are a liar, the blood of Jesus. We bind up all those disturbances and all those things. Oh, glory to God, this one don't have that mate, and that one had a mate, and that one over there going with this one mate, that one over there turned back around, and so, oh, I'm just tired, now I'm going to take on a man, and now that one want to take on a woman, I'm a woman, I'm a man, and we now, oh, the blood of Jesus, all the little voices that are out there now, all the ones and so forth like this right now that the enemy has used, and all some is drinking itself into a stupor. Other ones, glory to God, out there in the drugs. Other ones out there, glory to God, got a combination of things going on. Others, glory to God, just done walked away from their home. The blood of Jesus. Oh, the other ones, glory to God, I just can't take it anymore. I'm just so tired. I'm tired of working. I'm tired of taking this and I'm tired of taking that. I can't take the pressure no more. And whatever, nobody don't love me. Nobody don't care. I cancel your assignment, Satan, the blood of Jesus. We bind you up and take authority and command you to go back to the dry place in which you came. We come against, glory to God, the spirit of the enemy. The fighting in the home and the husband and the wife or the children against the parents and the parents against the children. We plead the blood of Jesus. You said these things will come about in the last days, but you still told us to pray without ceasing and glory to God. And you told us to intervene, pray for those, glory to God. Hallelujah. And also bear one another burden. God, until you come back, God, we're on assignment, things we are to do, things we are to say, places we are to be, and to use these giftings that you have given us in the body of Christ for healing and deliverance and encouragement and enlightenment or whatever you give us to speak or say or do. God, help us to know that you gave us some gifts that we need to give out even during this time. All the gifts through even salvation, the ones that need some healing, those that need lanes, those that need to speak. Oh, glory to God, whatever you've given us, help us, Lord, that we have a purpose and a plan that you have already set for our lives. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for joy and peace. Those that need some joy and some peace, those that need to be restored. Some of those that have been overworked and overwhelmed and overtired and overtaxed, that have burned themselves out, it wasn't you. Glory to God. So sometimes we can get so caught up on a cycle or Ferris wheel and on a treadmill, and then we own a cycle back, glory to God, or a roller coaster and whatever, working, running. Everything is not God, because there's enough hours in the day. You're not a God that you should lie. It's a time for rest. We are doing the overtaxing. We are letting the enemy drive us. We are letting our flesh drive us. We got to come in alignment and focus and pursue and persevere after you. You will let the Holy Spirit do the leading and guiding us in us. And those, glory to God, that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, those that don't even know about this God that we're serving, God, we're praying ears will come open, eyes will come open, take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh. We just love you today. We appreciate you. We adore you. God, we just thank you, Lord God, for just your mercies every morning, your mercies every day, all your loving kindness. Now, we take authority over every foul, unclean spirit that come against this prayer, come against this anointing, come against what you've given us to say, that it will not escape our ears and our spirits, glory to God, that will get rooted and grounded in us. We bind up every force of the enemy that will come to steal the word or steal the anointing, steal the prayers. We command you to loose from your assignments and go back to the dry place in which you came. And we loose God's protection, his shield, his love, his mercy, his grace, his, glory to God, blessings, and the spiritual as well as the natural, in the finances and all the glory to God that you say in the prosperity. We're praying, God, for a desire for richly or absorbing ourselves in your word, that the word will come alive. Help us and get that word in us and stand on that word and allow that word to be the truth. So when any time the enemy comes, it is written, we can put him to flight. But God, we got to know. We got to believe. We can't take it on just for head knowledge. We got to get in our spirit and believe it and receive it in the name of Jesus. So God, we praise you. We thank you, Lord, for your angels being encamping about us. Thank you for sweet rest. Thank you for sweet rest and sleep. Thank you for restoring. Thank you for healing us in our spirit man and in our natural man and glory in our bodies. And glory to God, we're praying that we just don't let it be just on the top of our head, but we got to keep persisting and pursuing till manifestations come forth. God, we're praying for so many that are going through in their bodies now that you raise them up and bless them. Use them for your glory. Pray for these prayer warriors. Pray for those that did take time to come on tonight and then those that didn't. But glory to God, even for that went out in the airways. We just bless you for it. In Jesus' name we do pray. Praise the Lord. Shalom. Shalom. Remember, whatsoever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Mark 11:24. And we said, don't just pray, believe. Praise the Lord. Shalom. Shalom.
Amen.